This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. military planners are backing President Donald Trump's calls to protect oil fields in Syria, both from the Islamic State terror group and other potential adversaries, and they're preparing to send more equipment to make that happen. A defense official said late Thursday the U.S. is still working to reinforce the position of U.S. troops still in Syria in coordination with the Syrian Democratic Force partners in northeast Syria. The official said that the effort would include sending additional military assets to the region. The United Nations said Thursday that almost 180,000 people have been displaced since the start of the Turkish incursion in Syria. Ursula Müller, the Assistant Secretary General for Humanitarian Affairs, told the UN Security Council in New York that nearly 80,000 children are among those who fled south from the border areas between Turkey and Syria.
The United Nations remain deeply concerned about the prospects of further hostilities along the Turkish-Syrian border and the impact on civilians, including further displacements.
All sides have said that they are abiding by a ceasefire as they implement a Russian-Turkish agreement that divides up the border region. The Trump administration has invited the foreign ministers of Egypt, Ethiopia, and Sudan to Washington to discuss a giant hydropower dam project on Ethiopia's Blue Nile, the focus of an escalating feud between Cairo over water resources. Egypt, which has long sought outside help to mediate those talks, has accepted the meeting scheduled to be held at Steve Mnuchin's office on November 6th. Joshua Wong, the 23-year-old poster boy for Hong Kong's ongoing anti-government protests, said Thursday that he is the only candidate for upcoming district election.